This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new movie has people with disabilities objecting to the ideas put forth in Me Before You. Coming out this first weekend in June, Me Before You presents what a true-life wheelchair-bound Syracuse University professor calls the first romantic hero who wields his power to die. He adds that, of course, the hero dies in suicide because the movie essentially panders to the fears of those not disabled and to the common belief that the long-term disabled are supposed to be a group of bitter, angry people. Those seeing the movie pay for propaganda. Protesters staged a die-in on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, Canada, Wednesday to protest the decriminalization of medical assistance in suicide. Disability rights advocates say such efforts have always posed the prospect of coercion under what Alex Schadenberg calls legal cover for murder. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In other headlines, a federal judge refused this week to reconsider allowing an Ohio law that stops funding for Planned Parenthood. Lawmakers cut funding over credible allegations of wrongdoing. And an editorial at LifeNews.com quickly explains, despite recent supposedly comic or educational pro-abortion videos, why abortion is so much riskier than birth. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.